A Freedom of Information request was submitted by the Save Our Tankfield campaign group for a copy of the sporting lease between Cork City Council and Brian Dillon's Hurling and Football Club, which was refused on two occasions by the council. In a letter seen by Red FM News, dated July 18, 2018, the Office of the Information Commissioner says the Chief Executive failed to acknowledge or reply to their notice requiring the local authority to provide reasons for refusal of access to a record. The Freedom of Information request was sought amid ongoing controversy over the transfer of land on the Tankfield site, where new sporting pitches for Brian Dillon's are being built despite public opposition and fears about the future of the iconic green area and despite the zoning of the land for a public open space only. In a statement issued to Red FM News, Cork City Council says it was of the belief that the lease was an agreement between two parties, one of which was a trustee of Brian Dillon's and so was not privy to Freedom of Information. They say they were later informed otherwise by the Information Commissioner. However, the senior investigator responded to this defence and said she was surprised that after 20 years of the Freedom of Information Act, a body such as the council would take this position, which is simply incorrect. The senior investigator noted she considered whether to examine the commissioner's powers in relation to persons who obstruct the commissioner in the performance of his functions. However, the investigator said, given the circumstances of the case, the applicant's rights would be better served if a decision was made without delay. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News.